A prince always comes home. Alfie's mother had told him that when he'd boarded his ship 3 months ago, leaving San Cristobal behind to be swallowed by the horizon. And now, as the same ship eased back into the port it had departed from, Alfie's shadow gathered around his feet in a tight spiral of nerves. He was home. The rings of the capital city bloomed before him, from the slouching taverns that braced against the sea breeze in the pinch to the stately haciendas with stained glass windows and sloped adobe roofs deeper inland in the bow. Mountains swelled in the far distance. If he squinted, he could spot the surrounding sugarcane fields swaying in the breeze, ripe for harvest. And of course, rising against the horizon like a second sun, was the palace. Alfie's fingers curled tight around the railing of the ship, the flap of the scarlet sails quieting around him as the crew readied to dock. The shops and taverns of the port were lined with lanterns enchanted to burn all night long to welcome incoming sailors. Even after everything that had happened, the city was so strangely unchanged. But that was the trick of home, he supposed. It stayed the same even when you didn't. Alfie wanted nothing more than to shout for the captain to head back to open sea. His pounding heart urged him to sail away and not let his feet touch the ground of this place.
Prince Alfer,
the captain said, pulling Alfie from his thoughts.
Your carriage has arrived.
Alfie took a deep breath, his eyes clinging to the clear blue sea. From the deck, he could spot colorful fish darting about in schools, unbothered by the boat gliding over them. As soon as the ship had slid from the choppy foreign ocean into the soft embrace of the Suave, the waters of his homeland, Alfie's stomach began to twist with anxiety. He'd known then that he was getting too close to home. Now there was no turning back. Like everyone else, he was born with an affinity for one of the four elements. His was water. He wasn't much of a water charmer. Like most nobles, he hadn't focused much on elemental study. But he still wanted to whip his arms through the air and push waves against the boat, steering the ship far from here. Instead, he said,
"Thank you, Bastien, for your service."
When the captain gave a bow and turned to leave, Alfie spoke again.
Espérate. Yes, your grace?
Do I look...
Alfie glanced at him furtively.
Do I look all right?
Bastien gave him a knowing glance.
You look just fine, Prince Alfie. And even if you did not, your family would be happy to see you, in any condition.
Alfie nodded gratefully as the captain left him to his thoughts. For the last week, he'd stopped his drinking and late-night reading of every text of illegal magic he could get his hands on, in hopes of getting rid of the dark circles under his eyes. During his time on board the ship, the drink left him too bold to hide how lost he felt, searching for meaning in his grief, only to find anger. The crew knew it all too well, but he didn't want his mother to see who he'd become during these months away. Still, the flask of tequila sat hidden at his hip, an anchor dragging him down into its numbing embrace. Alfie walked the shifting gangplank to the dock. As his feet touched solid ground, it was strange to feel that terrible stillness again, as if hands had sprung out of the earth to hold him here, in this place full of memories he'd tried to forget. With gritted teeth, he ground his heels to get his shadow to stop skittering back toward the ship. He was home now. He had an image to uphold. With his head held high, he strode toward the waiting carriage. People working on the docks, citizens of the kingdom he would wrongfully inherit, began to gather in a wide ring about the carriage, whispering.
Is that really him?
Crown Prince Alfie has returned.